Hello, and welcome back to the Nobody Asked For This podcast. This is episode number, let me get this right, episode number 94, September 9th, April 9th. It's almost April 9th, but it's not. We are still stuck here in March. Sometimes I wake up, and you know, like, for me, I think, and this is my sort of health tip of the week, a wellness tip, like, try and write down or remember or, hello, by the way, welcome to the Nobody Asked For This podcast. I hope you all had a great week. Back to my health tips. Or really tip, it's not tips, plural, but I would recommend to keep a pad of paper and a notebook. And a pen. Now, you could argue that your phone is sort of the replacement for the notepad and the pen, because you can type anything into your phone at any time and you do not need ink and, you know, fillet of trees or whatever paper is. You know, you have it on your phone. But I would argue you do. I think something about writing it down really solidifies it. It makes you feel fancy. It makes you feel like Shakespeare. I don't know if this is just a singular experience for me. I've never typed something and thought, I'm the next Shakespeare, but I've written something a couple times by hand and thought, William, what's his name? I'll get back. Do you know what? Let me just say my wellness tip and then I'll get to what I was going to talk about. And then I'll get to the other things that I was going to talk about. Buckle up. I can't wait to forget about all of these things and then talk about none of them. But my wellness tip of the day, write down your first initial thoughts in the morning, because they are truly the closest you can get to hearing your unbiased, like truly what you think thoughts. And I guess you could argue like, hey, couldn't you just ask yourself your unbiased thoughts? Not really. Sometimes I feel like it's hard for me to be honest with myself. I will not bore you with the details of that. I'm just saying, those first couple thoughts you have in the morning before you've really sort of realized time and space and like where you are, and, you know, before you remember, oh, today's the day that I have to give that presentation, or, oh, today's the day that, you know, I have to, you know, make a phone call. Like, you know, like maybe like a phone call you were dreading, which, speaking of, I have to do that. Let me just write that down really quickly because I keep forgetting. Before you realize all that stuff, the year of realizing things, I think those first few thoughts you have are very telling. They're honest, they're pure. I don't know why I felt the need to share that today. I actually cannot remember, even though it's only been 3 minutes, but this is shaping up to be a stellar episode of the Nobody Asked For This podcast. I think I even got the title in the first 2 minutes, which that is probably maybe sort of some kind of record for no one but me. But what's going to be exciting and interesting about this episode of the podcast is this is the first one in a while where we're not starting in a vehicle. This is going to be a straight through to the end. You know, you don't have to hear like poor audio quality in the beginning and then, you know, maybe a little bit better poor audio quality in the end. You know, you won't have to hear birds chirping in the background. And then, you know, just hear the silence of my fancy recording studio, my basement. Actually, speaking of birds, I do want to take a minute and just shout out. See, I not call out. I said what I said. I'm going to shout out the bird who, as I was getting into my car this afternoon, after a long day, ready to make the drive home, I heard a thud. Coming from the passenger side window, and I look over, and there's no nice word to say this, a bird sharted, what I believe to be a bird, sharted directly in my window. Now, what I'm very proud to say is I immediately went to the bright side, which was the window was closed, thank goodness. We're just sort of starting, kind of maybe getting to a point where that window could have been open, either wide open or just open a crack. I also thought, well, thank goodness I didn't have to put something in the side, you know, in the passenger side door, because I could have been standing there. Would not be the first time a bird sharted on me. It happened in elementary school. I was walking in from recess and, you know, the teacher lovingly pulled me aside and said, you have something on your shoulder. And I looked over and it was a pile of bird poo. But that was more of like a hard bird poo. Like that was maybe like more of a constipated bird. Whereas the bird that, you know, this hit, this go around, I don't know if it was the fiber. I don't know if whatever, what do birds eat? Worms, if whatever worms they were eating were particularly juicy this week. But it was liquidy. I apologize for this, the level of detail. But you know what? It's science. It's all science. Yeah, like, do birds always have liquid? You know what? We're not going to go there. Where we are going to go, hopefully, is into the spring season. Now, we've had a couple false starts. We've had days where it's summer. We've had days where it's winter. We've also had days where it's both, neither, and none. So I'm at the point now where I don't know how to dress, which if this was any sort of visual format, you would probably know that I barely know how to dress when I know what to dress for. I have a very small collection of Old Navy / Costco / a tidbit of Walmart / Winners, which for context, it's like the same people that own like JCPenney, TJ Maxx type situation. Like where you have one section of clothes, a section of shoes, a section of like child's like toys and stuff. And then a section of like expired candy, which for some reason is like the best food you've ever had on the planet. That's my favorite section. I've talked about this before, but they always have, in those types of department stores, they have like, they're selling you syrup, like coffee syrup for some reason. And then they have like, you know, that aisle in Costco, the couple aisles that's like the snacks, and it's like huge versions of like mixed nuts and oatmeal bites. Like they have, now we're going to the TJ Maxx stores, and in those types of stores, they have those same brands, but smaller sizes and different flavors. It's literally Trader Joe's in the middle of where you're where I'm buying like socks and stuff and shoes. And it's kind of good stuff. So if you're ever hungry and maybe you've decided like, you know what, I'm going to go to the mall food court for lunch. Not a bad choice, especially if you're going with a crowd. You know, there's something for everybody, but you can all sit in the same table and don't have to like sneak a burrito into, you know, a burger place. Because there's always that one person in the group that like won't. Conform is a bad word, but won't just say, like, won't surrender to maybe what the original plan was. Like, let's say you're like, okay, we're going to go do paintball, and then after we're going to go get burgers. And then someone's like, well, we also could go to the Mexican place across the street. And then everyone's like ready to go to the Mexican place across the street. And there's that one person that's like, no, I was getting burgers. Like, I thought we're getting burgers. So then you have to like get the burger and like sneak it into the place. I don't know how much sneaking is involved, but you know what I mean. Whereas if you just go to a mall food court, you can all get what you want and you just eat it out in the open. It's like the perfect, like where dreams are made of. Now, next time you find yourself in that very specific situation, I need you to be a voice for change and say, we're not going to eat in the mall food court today. We are going to go to, again, insert TJ insert department store name here, TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Winners, JCPenney. You're going to say, we're going to go to blank and go into the food aisle. And I promise you, you might have a good time. I promise. That I can promise you. You know what I was thinking about the other day? What the heck was up with the, remember, like, I want to say it was like 2017, the solar eclipse. What was that? Why was that? And why has it never happened again? I feel like we're not in store. What's the correct term for that? Like we're due for like another one of those like random, like natural, not supernatural, but like nature, abnormalities, if that makes sense. Because I feel like for a while it was like solar eclipse, and then it was like solar eclipse, who am I? Solar eclipse. Then it was like the first like blue moon or something. Like, I feel like we haven't had one of those things where like there's all the articles about how like this is the only time this is going to happen, either in our lifetime or for like the next 37 years. We haven't had one of those in a while. And I have to say, I enjoy those types of things. It's like fun. It's something we can all talk about. It's a reason for, you know, certain online realtors to make a sale. They love doing a sale. They love a St. Patrick's Day sale. They love a Valentine's Day sale. Obviously, like the fast food restaurants love like their International Day sale. It'll be like, you know, International Pizza Day, and Panago's like tossing out free pizzas, just flooding our inboxes. Like, I miss one of those like world events. Now, you could argue the last big one of those to happen was the pandemic. And I would not like that to repeat. So I'm going to need it to be something like, just something a bit calmer. Something where there maybe is like an optional merch component, like when everyone was buying those glasses to see the sun. We were all like staring at the sun like morons. I did not fall for it. I did not buy the glasses. And I was trying to think, I 100% remember this happening. I was like, I was young. I mean, I'm young, but like I was a person. Like I remember it happening. Like I remember what 2017 smelled like, if you know what I mean. And I actually don't even know what I mean by that. But like I have vivid memories. I'm old enough to have vivid memories of 2017, just for context. And I don't necessarily, like, I think it got a little dusky. Remember, like it got like this. It was like, ooh, is the sun being blocked by a cloud? And I think it was being blocked by the moon, and then we moved on with our days. But like the buildup of like, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Like, I enjoyed that. And I'm not afraid to admit it. So I'm going to need another one of those to happen. So let's Google when the next solar eclipse is. And then hopefully we can do like a whole nobody asked for this podcast. Okay. So I just Googled when solar eclipse, and I spelled eclipse E-L-I-C-O-S-E. So if you want to get the exact results that I'm seeing, follow along at home. And our favorite, my co-host, being that little box at the top of Google that tells you what you Googled, says, on April 8th, 2024, one day before April 9th, the moon will pass in front of the sun, casting a shadow across Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Oh my gosh, it's happening. Total solar eclipses have fascinated human beings for thousands of years. Did I get like a psychic hit? There's another solar eclipse. This celestial, isn't that T? Event will last almost 4 minutes. The solar eclipse is expected to start at 2:04 p.m. and last for about 2.5 hours. Oh no, the sun will be fully eclipsed at approximately 3:20 Eastern to 3:23 Eastern. Oh my gosh, I had no idea. Did I invent the next solar eclipse? Because I swear to you, I hadn't heard a lick, excuse me, I hadn't heard a lick about this happening. And we're like less than 2 weeks away from the next solar eclipse, 2024, April 8th. Huh. Okay, I'm so excited. I don't know what my exact situation will be. In fact, I think if it was Eastern, if the solar eclipse could happen 3:30 Pacific time, I would be in a better position to commit to this. But I'm going to try my darndest to record some portion of the episode that will come out on April 11th during the solar eclipse. Because maybe I'll get like some sort of enlightenment. Maybe I'll feel something. I don't know. I've never recorded during a solar eclipse. Maybe one of these days I will. there had to have been something different about the 2017 one, because I feel like that was like, talk about hullabaloo. That was like, you couldn't avoid it left and right. And I'm pretty sure that was just like a, like North American, like just the North American, how do I put this? Like I'm sure there is some sort of a solar eclipse. Wait, okay, not to sound stupid, but like if there's a solar eclipse here in North America, is there a solar eclipse in other parts of the world? Like if the sun is covered, isn't the sun, there's one sun. That I know, I'm not asking that I know. But like how can a solar eclipse only be seen by one district, region, whatever. What are we in the Hunger Games? One region and not the other if it's the sun being covered. Unless, of course, the sun is not up. I answer my own question. The sun wouldn't be up in other parts of the world because it's sleep time. Okay. I can live with that. Well, everyone mark your calendars. Monday, April 8th, around 3:30, 3:20 Eastern time. It's happening. There's going to be an eclipse of the solar. Actually, I'm going to buy some solar eclipse goggles on that website that shall not be named. Solar eclipse glasses. Okay, I hope to, and I'm really, really, really bad at following through on these hopes, but I hope to come to the next episode of the Nobody Asked for This podcast with some facts, hard hitting facts about solar eclipse 2024. First fact will be, is it eclipse or eclipse? And what does that mean? Somebody please tell me. Regardless, how else has my week has been before I went on the tangent about the solar eclipse? I'm good. You know, a bit tired. We're getting sort of out of what I consider the worst part of the year, which is like January through the end of March. Like, just not a huge fan. Nothing much happens. It's just sort of like cold and rainy. We're starting to see the light, which is good. We're entering, well, yeah, this is a, whoa, I didn't realize how important this was. This is our Q1 wrap-up for 2024 on the Nobody Asked for This podcast. Let's go through, let me try and think of some highlights for Q1. What did I discover this year? Okay, from January 1st, I actually can't remember what any of my New Year's resolutions were. I'm pretty sure I talked about them in the first episode of this quarter of the Nobody Asked for This podcast. I can't tell you what they were. So I hope that means I've met them. I've like done so well at incorporating my New Year's resolutions into my daily life that like I can't even remember what they were, because they're just things I do every day. So we're going to just cross our fingers for that. What else happened this quarter? No offense to me, I feel like not much. Yeah, I'm just going through the titles of our episodes and seeing if anything sparks. Nope. Okay, anyway. Who knows what I did? But I'm going to think of this more so like how I thought of the midterm in any class I ever took, which is, if you do bad on the midterm, it's actually fine, because it is then what you're going to use as motivation to study and do really well on the final. So, you know, maybe we didn't have a great Q1. That's okay. Not every Q can be great. So let's like get one of the bad ones out of the way and, you know, cross our fingers and our toes and, you know, our legs for Q2. Because we still have like 3 more cues. You know what I was thinking the other day? I truly thought to myself, like honestly, in my core, not when I first woke up, like most of the true thoughts, but I truly thought to myself, I should watch more TV. And I don't know what happened, but something happened over the last maybe 5 years where watching TV became the better alternative to being on your phone. It's almost like, because I feel guilty if I waste like an hour or two just like looking at nothing on my phone, watching TV has become like a healthy habit that I should replace that with. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll watch a couple episodes of something and it'll feel like productive. Whereas when I'm scrolling on my phone, like nothing happened. Or like even reading a book, obviously reading is great, but like even if I'm reading on my phone, that counts because I'll be like passing through chapters on my, like on the, in the book. Like I love to accomplish something. And I think you can make watching TV an accomplishment because you're like, you know, checking off the list of the episodes or whatever, which thank goodness these shows really got it together. And like seasons are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. I remember when like TV shows literally like it would be 20 something episodes. They would be on like 10 months of the year. Like 26 episodes in a season. Like, I love that in theory, but like that's a part-time job. And I feel like this was at a time where like everyone really watched the same shows for the most part. Like there were the popular shows and they were on like every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, whatever. And like most, like, and if you watched TV, like you probably watched these same like four shows. And if you watch four shows that are 1 hour each a week, that's like 4 hours of TV a week, which now that I'm saying it doesn't actually sound that much. And I think I've been on YouTube Shorts for 4 hours a week, at least. Which brings me back to my original point. That wasn't why I brought it up, but it brings me back to my original point of TV is like me being good. It's like how when I eat veggie straws, I'm like, I was so healthy. But then if you look at the breakdown of like the nutritional value of a veggie straw, not great. No offense to veggie straws. Like, I love you. I love your business model. Huge fan. Send me free veggie straws, either the spicy or the ranch flavor or both. Do you know what else is good about a veggie straw? Are veggie straws like universal? Like, does everyone eat veggie straws? I don't know. I also don't know if like I call them veggie straws or if that's like what the brand is called. I'm not quite sure. I assume a larger, what's that word that I love to use all the time? A larger conglomerate has acquired, look at me being a business, a larger conglomerate has acquired the veggie straws, I would assume, like a Lay's or a Frito. I believe those are the same two companies. But what I appreciate about a veggie straw is that unlike Fruit Loops, each flavor, each color rather, of veggie straw is a different flavor. Whereas Fruit Loops, it's the same thing. I realized that about 2 years ago. I had heard rumors, I had heard speculation, and I wasn't buying it. I wasn't believing it. I said, absolutely not. The green Fruit Loop is green apple. Obviously, the red Fruit Loop is strawberry or whatever the hell. But no, apparently there's just a Fruit Loop flavor that they all are. So, And then I thought, like, yeah, there's still no way. And I tried it and closed my eyes. Now, I had to do this as a self-imposed experiment. So I was like, I would close my eyes and like try and like not mumble. I would try and like shuffle the Fruit Loops. And then I would taste one and then chew and be like, okay, I got the flavor. And then I would take another one and chew. And they all tasted like the same flavor. Now, unless something was happening in my scientific research, in where as I was picking up a Fruit Loop with my eyes closed, I was picking up the same flavor, unless that was happening, which I don't believe to be the case, then I can confirm that Fruit Loops are all different flavors. But then I ran the same test with the veggie straws, and I was able to decipher a flavor, so much so that I could tell you which was which. Now, I won't tell you, again, this was a self-imposed experiment, so I won't tell you the exact methods I had to go to determine which flavor I had eaten after I'd eaten it. It might have involved chewing in a mirror and like just being like, ah, and seeing what color the remains were. I'll use that phrase. But yeah. It's just something to do if you're bored. I mean, the weekend's coming up. The long weekend, especially, is coming up. Which, like, I hate to complain, but, like, what am I supposed to do with 4 days? Like, I think three is perfect. Now, the problem is, I would love to be one of those people campaigning for the three-day weekend and the four-day work week. I just feel like knowing me, and again, this is just me, knowing me, which I've known myself for a while now, especially in the first 5 minutes of waking up before I really realized how fake I am. But knowing me, I feel like me and myself would campaign for the four-day work week, and then, like, let's say the verdict came in. I actually don't know, like, what the process would be, like, who would have to, like, give the verdict, but just for argument's sake, the verdict would come in on a Thursday that we were getting the, well, it'd have to be a Thursday because Friday would be eliminated. The verdict would come in on a Thursday. I actually would argue we should get rid of Monday if we were going with the four-day work week, because Friday already has, like, a nice connotation, whereas Thursday or Monday has a negative connotation. So let's cut the negativity. Now, unfortunately, I think some of the Monday negativity would then rub off onto the Tuesday day. But I can't worry about everything. Tuesday, like, we'll work on your branding, you know, after the fact. But so let's say we've gotten rid of Monday. The verdict comes in on a Wednesday. By that Friday, I promise you, knowing me, I will start drafting up early plans, early development to enact the 3-day work week. Like, I'll never be happy. So, it's a nice thesis for the podcast. But I do, like, 5 to 2, it's a little, the ratio's off. The ratio's definitely off. I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but the ratio's definitely off. I would opt into, like, a, maybe you get, like, a 3-day weekend, but, like, you work a little bit more the other days. Actually, why would I do that if I could get it for free? I don't know. Do any countries do, I'm going to Google which countries do a 4-day work week. What countries do a 4, and I would like to know if they got rid of Monday or Friday, or, like, something stupid would happen and we would get rid of Wednesday. What countries do a 4-day work week? Okay. According to government data, Netherlands has the shortest work weeks on average in the world. People there only work for 29 hours a week. Shout out. I do that too. It's just like not, like, it's like sort of like low-key, you know? As per reports, while Netherlands has no official rules, people there work for only 4 days per week. I saw some crazy, I don't know, it's not a statistic, but it was like some calculation where it's like if you spend like 10 minutes in the washroom at work, I can't remember if it was a week or per day, like by the end of the year, that's like an extra week of vacation time, like added up, which, I mean, hey, if you can take it. I wonder if you could cash that in, if you could go and be like, listen, I will never take a bathroom break. Do I get an extra week? I feel like they wouldn't go for that. But it's worth trying. It's definitely worth trying. I think that's going to be my New Year's resolution. Sorry, not accumulating a week's worth of bathroom time usage, but because, I mean, hey, that would be great for the update segment that we do here. But I think my New Year's resolution for the next quarter is going to be just ask. The worst anyone can say is no. Just ask. If you go to the Taco Bell drive-thru and you heard, you know, speculation that that they had the Mountain Dew Baja Blast, you know, just ask. The worst they can say is no. Or in my case, the worst thing you can get told at a Taco Bell drive-thru is, "I'm so sorry, can you please pull up? Your car's too loud, we can't hear you." And if I can make it through that, I can make it through anything. Just for context on that last thing, I was at a drive-thru, and this was a Taco Bell. And my car, not to sound classy, but my car at the time was old. And I, like, still is old, but, like, was, like, old. You know, it was, like, a really old car. And it was making, like, a whole bunch of, like, and, like, which is very concerning because it was still. It wasn't even moving. Like, I'd understand, like, a loud car, like, maybe going down the freeway, but, stopped in a Taco Bell parking lot. I don't know what the problem was. But, yeah, they were, like, "We can't." I'm just so, they said, "I'm so sorry, ma'am. I can't hear you." And I just said, "Well, on we go." But yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I quite literally have no idea what I talked about. I did, coming into this, before I hit that, you know, that good old record button, I felt like I had some ideas. None of them came out, which means I can reduce, reuse, recycle them for the next episode of the Nobody Asked for This podcast. But I can honestly say I had a splendid time hanging out with you all this evening, this morning, whenever you're listening to this. I hope you all have a great holiday weekend. If you're listening to this, you know, 4 years from now and it's nowhere near a holiday, I hope you, you know, reclaim some vacation time via restroom protest. Yeah. If you want to hear more of this, you can go to podcastnobodyaskedforthis.podbean.com. On there, you can just listen to all 94 of our episodes. Whoa. Soon to be 94. And you can also find links to our Spotify, our Apple Podcasts, our, if there's any other places you listen to podcasts, Amazon. I think if you tell Alexa to play the Nobody Asked for This podcast, she'll do it. She'll play like other podcasts probably that are called the Nobody Asked for This podcast, unless you're in Finland. Long story. You might eventually hear my nasally voice coming out of the Alexa machine. But yeah, I hope everyone has a great weekend. If you've listened to this, I really appreciate it. If you didn't, well, I'm going to have to just make my peace. And yeah, have a great weekend. Bye.